Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, we're talking miracles. I know it seems to be a common thread on the Everyday Saturday podcast, but man, I'll tell you, I've witnessed another miracle yesterday. Oh my God. I'm jacked up, man. And I want you to feel the energy flowing through me to you today. And I hope this message finds you needing a little bit of jolt, a little bit of inspiration. My name's Sam Crowley. If you're just tuning in, host of the Everyday Saturday show. Live on iTunes every single day, several shows a day. And today, it's November 25th, 2014. Go to iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Make sure you give us a five-star rating. You can always follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Would love to hear from you, by the way. Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. What do you want to hear from the show? Any suggestions? Or how is your journey to Saturday going? What are you doing? What'd you do today? It's all on you, man. You are where you are right now as a result of the best decisions you have made in your life. I know that may be great news or that may be terrible news, but you know what? The good news is you can stop right now those negative habits, whatever got you to where you are right now, and just start, right? You don't got to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. I'm not great. I'm not even close to great. All I do is hold a microphone and yell into it every day, but you know what? It's downloaded over 100 countries around the world. I'm doing my Saturday, man. Whatever that means to you, go do it. Whatever that means. There's no stupid answers. Just stupid people who listen to other stupid people. See, stupid's a disease. You can't fix it unless you start hanging around smarter people that actually know where they're going, that won't be stopped. And even if they do get slowed down, they continue to go. Go, 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 man. Hang around some eagles. Start soaring with them. It's awesome. You don't have to have all the answers. They got them. You don't have the answers, go get it from somebody else. There's like a big virtual frequently asked questions page just out there in the form of other people. You can just tap into their mind. It's so incredible. Oh, God, yesterday, it's been 100 days today. Okay, today, August, November 25th. Did I say the 24th early? It's the 25th. I don't know if I said it. I don't even know what day it is, man, because every day is Saturday when you're jacked up. November 25th, 100 days since my daughter Susan was born at 1 pound, 1 pound in the NICU, okay? She's 100 days old today, and yesterday evening I was down there and they removed her CPAP mask, which is basically an oxygen mask and all this stuff going up her nose and everywhere, giving her oxygen she needs to breathe. She was on a ventilator, so we got that off about a month ago. Now she's on her CPAP, and now off of that, now she's on what's called a... oh, God, I'm drawing a blank. It's the little thin tubes. Cannula? A nasal cannula in her nose, which is now we can see her entire face. It's like just these two little tubes that got to go in her nose. Man, I saw my daughter's face yesterday. I wouldn't say the first time, because when they've removed her mask to give her care and a bath or something like that, I've seen her face. But now when I went to hold her last night, I might get emotional on the show. My God, I can't. I'm not like this, but I'm so fired up. I just couldn't believe I get to stare at my daughter's face the whole time. I held her for an hour and a half in the rocking chair inside of the NICU yesterday. And I just stared at her face. I'm like, oh my God, Susan, I can see your lips and your nose and your forehead and your eyes. And it's like, oh my God, I posted a photo on my Facebook page. You can check it out. My page is public on Facebook /Sam Crowley, facebook.com/Sam Crowley. And it was just amazing. I mean, I just stared and stared and stared for 90 minutes, and the 90 minutes went by like it was 9 seconds. Because that's what happens when you're watching a miracle. You know, when you're watching a miracle, time just, it gets lost. There is no clock. There's nothing ticking away. You just literally stare at this miracle and you think, oh my God, I can see it. You know, and I think back to 100 days and so much has happened since August 17th, 2014, when I got that call going through the Dunkin' drive-thru from my wife. It was actually a text message from my wife at 8:30 in the morning saying, I'm delivering in 90 minutes. It's like, wow. And you know what's funny is you never think, like, if I heard somebody else telling me this story, like, oh my God, how did you ever get, you just go into mode. You go into the mode you need to go into it. It's wild as human beings, just the innate survival instincts that we have and the ability to make decisions on right away. Like, you don't even think. I'm like, okay. Immediately texted my neighbor across the street, Scott and Leah Sears. I said, hey, you got to take Madeline Laura Page. I got to be at the hospital. Angela's delivering in 90 minutes. I don't have any food. I don't have any cash because all I had was credit cards at the time. I didn't have time to go to an ATM. They texted me right back. We got them. No worries. We'll take them to church, take them shopping, whatever you got to do. Just go, go, go be with Angela. That's a neighbor, man. I don't know what your neighbors are like, but I've had some really bad neighbors that literally they don't talk to you. It's up and down the street. Go to church, go to work, whatever it is. They don't even bother looking at you. All right. They create the neighborhood gossip. You know what I'm talking about. And then you got the rare, incredible neighbor who's there for you without any conditions. I'll watch your kids 100 times. You don't even have to ask me to what, you know, to watch mine. Here's some food. Here's some money. Here's whatever you need to do. Just go. Scott and Leah, they are that kind of neighbor to us. Okay. And so they took my kids and my three older kids. And then I went down to the hospital and I was there to be with Angela when she delivered Susan. And I think about when Susan was delivered, just 1 pound. And the doctor saying, I don't know, you know, I'm not happy with the way her heart is right now. It doesn't look good. She might have hours. She may have a couple of days. I don't know. It's going to be a miracle. It's going to take a miracle. Anybody ever said that to you? Hey, it's going to take a miracle for this to happen. And you think, well, that ain't happening. I'm here to tell you it is going to happen for you. I promise you it's going to happen. But I also believe that there's a correlation between having incredible faith that just as much as you can have faith that the worst is going to happen, have incredible faith that the best is going to happen for you, okay? And understanding that that happens, and I don't know how, and I don't know the laws of the universe and the laws of God, the Creator, and how it all works. All I know is that it works. Like, when you have an incredible amount of faith, miracles happen. Do you get everything you want? No. None of us do. I had a baby boy, Matthew, Angela and I did, who passed away at 19 weeks. He was born, Angela's water broke. She had an infection, and we delivered Matthew, baptized him, gave him away. After 4 hours, his little heart stopped beating. Okay, that didn't happen. But Matthew, through dying back in 2000, April 19th of 2000, gave way to Madeline. Our oldest daughter was born the following year, March of 2001. Without Matthew, there'd be no Madeline, no Laura, no Paige, no Susan, no miracle. You see what I mean? God, it's amazing. It's just so amazing. I don't know what's happening in your life right now, but I want you to hear this message, okay? You may be down. Things may not be going exactly the way you want them to go, but can you please just have a little bit of faith that your best day, your greatest miracle, hasn't even happened in your life yet? Because you can go one of two ways. You can think, poo-poo, woe is me, I don't believe it, I get all the bad luck, must be nice for other people, all that, okay? And that's focusing. Where focus goes, energy flows. We understand that. So if focus goes towards what's positive that can happen, and if you had a death in the family, a lost business, any type of tragedy, health scare, cancer, anything like that, understand that's your latest setback as a setup for your greatest comeback. You understand what I'm saying? Do you receive the message today? You got to say, yes, I received the message. Because you won't receive the message unless you say, yes, I received the message. You won't receive the message unless you scream, yes, I received the message. Because just saying it or mumbling about, yeah, I received the message. Yeah, when I speak to crowds, as I'll be doing over the next 3 weekends, I'll say, do you receive that? And a couple of people go, yeah. And some of you, yes. And I know that person who screams yes, their life is going to change. The person who's mumbling, bumbling through that presentation I'm giving, and believe me, man, I'm high energy on stage. As much as you hear me screaming on this, take that to the 10th power on stage. I don't allow the energy in the room to go down the 90 minutes I'm performing, is what I call it, performing. You're performing every single day. You also got to be receiving a message. If you say, yes, I received that message, then you have received it, and you hit your chest, and you hit your heart, and you understand the message is going there. If you just want to go through the motions, whether it's listening to this, watching something, doing something, you're just going to go through the motions. You're never going to get what you're meant to get, which is an absolute freaking miracle. 100 days have gone by since my daughter was born, and I don't even know where to begin. I could do a show for an hour right now. I could speak literally uninterrupted, no script, no outline, nothing for an hour, which is what I do anyway with my show. But I don't want to speak for an hour about my miracle. I want to speak for the next few minutes about your miracle. See, what were you doing on August 17th, 2014? How has your life changed over the last 100 days? What are you doing differently that you were not doing August 17th, good, bad, or indifferent? Is it helping you or hurting you? Have you stopped going to the gym? Have you stopped loving God? Have you stopped loving yourself? Have you stopped loving other people? Have you stopped loving your dream? Have you stopped believing in miracles? Have you stopped investing in yourself? Have you stopped investing in your business? Everything I just said, have you stopped to? You need to say, I must start that. Not I should start, not I can start, not I will start. I must. Substitute the word with must. Must is a powerful word. Powerful. Maybe, no. Must, yes. Must gets it done. It's a must that you get started today on your own miracle. Miracles will happen to you every single day. But it depends on what your definition of a miracle is. Look, when my daughter's mask came off yesterday and that little nasal cannula went in and I saw her beautiful face, it took me to a whole different place, man. A whole different place that I'm not even sure I've ever been there before. Just staring at a baby. See, I remember when my daughter was almost orange in color when I first saw her, weighing 1 pound, struggling to breathe with a tube down her throat, okay? And then the next day, they had her under an ultraviolet light for 2 days because she was so jaundiced. And then after that, they had to do something, another light shine because her bilirubin level. These are all things that are happening that I had no idea what the hell bilirubin was. It has to do with your liver, okay? That complication. Brain bleeds. I mean, guys, I could go on and on and on about the medical almanac that my daughter was basically a part of, living every single day, just praying for a miracle. God, just get me through today. Let's have a miracle today. Why not? Why can't we have a miracle today? That's what I would ask. Why can't we? We must have a miracle today. Now, had my daughter had this story gone the other way over the last 100 days, I would still be praising you and your miracle. Because let me tell you something. You are a living, breathing, absolute, flippin', remarkable human being. But you don't give yourself nearly enough credit for that because of all the negative voices that have been in your mind over all these years. You're letting people, flawed human beings, define who you are. What the hell is wrong with you? You're letting a human being, the most flawed person, right? When I say flawed, how can you call a miracle and be flawed? Look, these people have opinions, man. You think their life is perfect? They're just giving you opinions. Their credit cards are maxed out. Their marriage is in shambles. Their bank account isn't where they want it to be. Yeah, they got two nice cars, but that's all they can afford. They're all maxed out. They plan more for their vacation than their retirement. You understand all of this? And yet you're letting them give you advice and define who you are and where you should be? No way, man. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You get to choose what your miracle looks like. You get to choose what your life looks like. You get to choose what your dream looks like. But only if you say, I must get going. 100 days from now, your life will look a lot different. Mine does. Looks a hell of a lot different than it did August 17th. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. And that's why I have this show. To share the good news with you that whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, there ain't nobody, no how, nowhere in this world that's going to stand in your way if you just get going. Are you going to stand in front of a boulder coming down the hill at 100 miles an hour? That boulder is you. All those negative people, that's the people that even dare to stand in your way. Adversity, come on, man, we eat that for breakfast around here. You know that. That's the everyday Saturday breakfast is adversity, procrastination, self-esteem, self-doubt. We crush it every day. You're the boulder. You're going down the hill. You're building up a load of steam. How dare anybody stand in your way or even think, hey, child, get the hell out my way. I'm on a mission. Do you understand me? And until you get that kind of conviction in you, you're just going to always be average. You don't want to be average. No way. Nobody wants to be. Call me anything, man. You can call me anything. You call me average, then we're fighting words because I don't ever want to be considered that, and neither do you. Are you with me? Make your next 100 days the best ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.